there's an imminent threat to this location.
The waves have begun.
It started.
Coordinated attacks on metropolitan areas.
The first wave knocked out all the power. Then the second wave hit. An earthquake strong enough to shake the entire planet. With the third wave, disease spread across the world. By the fourth wave, they were among us.
The others have the ability to inhabit human hosts. They could be anywhere.
Okay, here's the deal. Now that The Hunger Games has wrapped up, Hollywood is desperately searching for the next big young adult dystopian series. With only mild success from Divergent and The Maze Runner, the latest attempt is now The Fifth Wave. In this film, Chloe Moretz plays a teenager who is separated from her family during an alien invasion. She struggles to be reunited with her brother and learn to fight the unseen aliens in the process. Like Divergent and The Maze Runner, The Fifth Wave is your basic dumbed-down science fiction for a narcissistic preteen crowd. Featuring overly simplified characters, nonsensical plot points, and twists that are either painfully obvious to see coming or so silly you wouldn't expect them, The Fifth Wave never gains any traction. Sure, if you're a fan of the books, you might like this. Otherwise, it's a laughable effort for a cast that really deserved better. The Fifth Wave gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.